Hello, thank you for calling ArchDub Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name's Randy Traver. I'm trying to log on or set up or sign into the ArchTop Fiber portal so I can set up an account to make payment. And it seems like I can't do that for some reason.
Okay, yes, I do apologize for that. Let me see if I can take a look at your account here to see what is going on. And your first name, was that Randy, R-A-N-D-Y?
Yep.
Okay, thank you so much.
And I think you spelled my last name wrong on here, but maybe we can correct that too while we're on this call.
Okay, yes, we can go ahead and update that today. Let me see here. What is the correct spelling of your last name first?
T-R-A-V-E-R.
Okay, thank you. And was that Q-R-A-V-E-R?
T-R-A-V-E-R.
Oh, I'm so sorry. T as in Tom?
Yes.
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. Yes, T-R-A-V-E-R. Okay, thank you so much. Let me just look that up here and see if it might show up with your correct spelling anyways. Let's see here.
Oh, no problem, no problem.
Okay, let me see here. Okay, yes, let me see here. That one is not showing up. Let's see here. Okay, yes, they might have, did they leave off the R in the end? It's just T-R-A-V-E?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, I do see your account here. Can you confirm your home address, please?
Sure. It's going to be 16 Edith Avenue, Saugerties, New York, 12477.
Okay, thank you so much. Let me see here. Okay, so I do see your account here. Let me see here. And just to confirm, we have the correct email address. Is that going to be... Oh, okay, I think that's what it is. They misspelled your last name on your email as well. That might be it. Yes.
Okay,
let me see here. We can go ahead and update that today, and I can stay on the line with you afterwards just to make sure that you can log in. Let me go ahead and update that here. You're welcome. Yes. Let me see here. Okay, yes, here we go. I'll go ahead and update. And so just to confirm, it's going to be randy.traver@outlook.com. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and save that here. Okay, yes, let me see here. Okay, let me see here. So because we did change your email address, let me go ahead and see if I can resend the email here. Let me see here. Okay, yes, I see what's going on here. Okay, because we did go ahead and we had the wrong email address for you, I will have to go ahead and see if I can resend the verification email, and that will verify your eCare account. And then once you do that, click on the link in the email, and that should take you to the portal to be able to log in the first time and then choose your own password. And I'll have to go ahead and get that sent to you. I'll try and send it tonight, and then you can just check back. And then if you haven't received it by tomorrow, you can always call back.
All right. My service won't be disconnected as the bill is due today, or I'm not going to be charged a penalty for that, will I?
Oh, okay, yes. Let me see here. Okay, yes. In that case, let me see here.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind doing a payment over the phone. I just don't want to get charged.
Yes, that's all right. You guys, let me see here. Okay, hold on one moment. Let's see here. Okay, let me go ahead and see if I can send that email to you and get it to you tonight, and then I'll give you a call back if I can. And is that number to call you back on 845-217-9439?
That's correct.
Okay, yes, thank you so much. I'll go ahead and see if I can send that to you tonight, and if you do receive it, you can pay online, or I'll give you a call back to let you know to pay a different way.
Yep, that's fine. Yep, that sounds good.
Okay, thank you so much, and have a good day.
Thank you.